Hey guys, this is Naeem, and you've reached the Mosaic Church podcast. So excited that you're part of our listening community, and I'd love for you to be even more connected. So check out our website. There's more content there, and there's more opportunities for you to get connected in our ministries and events as well. Also, love for you to share this content. If this is blessed to you, I know that God wants to use you to bless other people with it. So share this podcast, if you will. Lastly, would you consider supporting this ministry? This is made possible by other people's generosity, and I'd love for you to pay it forward. Join us to reclaim the message and the movement of Jesus together. So would you consider giving to this ministry? I know that God is able to do immeasurably more through us when we come together. Thank you so much. God bless you and enjoy.
All right, thank you. Yeah. Were you clapping for Ashley? I feel like you were clapping for Ashley. It felt like you were clapping for Ashley. Hey. Now they just did that despite me. That's it. That's it. Awesome. Well, it's always great to have Ashley, the one and only, up on stage with me. Obviously, we're doing something different. Ash, do you remember this?
I do.
You do?
I do, yes.
Okay, now, I don't know if you guys can do a close-up on this. Maybe, I don't know, I'm not quite sure. But this is a magnet. It's called What If Everyone. It's May 1st, 2010.
Yes.
So we started What If Everyone. It was basically an initiative, an organization, and the big idea was, what if everyone worshiped God by serving humanity? And so the big idea was to really be a church that was focused outward, focused on really living out the teachings of Jesus and not just preaching about them. And so, yeah, and you were the reason for this, right?
Yes. Yes, I've always had a heart for outreach and missions and just being engaged in the community very actively. And so soon after we started Mosaic, after I was done having children and coming out of that season of life, I was like, hey, we need to do something.
Yes.
And you said, okay.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Now, what's interesting about Ashley is that, yes, the reason we're doing this morning, and that is we're going to actually be doing some practical things on our tables, but also in the foyer. And part of the reason is because that's been part of your DNA from day one. Ashley, when she graduated college, you know, some people, if they want to be called to church work or ministry, they go have to get degrees. But Ashley decided to jump on a ship, not a cruise ship,
No.
But a DTS Mercy ship. Mm-hmm. Explain that.
Mercy ships, they have one really big hospital ship. The ship I was on was in the Caribbean, and they had a dental and eye clinic in the ship. And so we had people from all over the world on the ship, and I was part of a little school that, while the clinics were happening, we played with the kids and sang them songs like, soap cleans your hands and Jesus cleans your heart. Nice. Yes. Yeah. It was wild.
But. 6 months of that. Mm-hmm. Right. And then, yeah. And the end of that, she came up and broke up with me. But anyways,
we'll talk about that.
That has nothing to do with today, but it still
You're
hurts.
Obviously
it
not
still
over
hurts
it.
People. It still hurts. All right. So, which is a true story, but anyways, let's focus. But apparently we got back together. We did. So let's talk about the why. Why? Uh-huh. Why? Mm-hmm. You have a verse here.
Yep.
You want to talk about it a little bit?
Sure.
Okay.
There's so much of the why. I feel like I could talk for an entire hour about that, but we want to actually get out and do some things. So one verse that just really sticks out to me and that kind of represents this is Isaiah 58, 6 through 9. And it says, no, this is the kind of fasting I want. Free those who are wrongly imprisoned. Lighten the burden of those who work for you. Let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind people. Share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless. Give clothes to those who need them and do not hide from relatives who need your help. That's funny.
Wow. Wow, that's for
really
someone right here. Someone. Stop ghosting them.
Then your salvation will come like the dawn, and your wounds will quickly heal. Your godliness will lead you forward, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Then when you call, the Lord will answer, yes, I am here. He will quickly reply. And I love that so much. Again, I just... I think it represents the heart of why we even exist as a church, like the heart of why we do the things that we do. Just this idea that love is not just like, it's not a feeling, it's not an emotion, it's actually an action verb. So much of I think what our heart in reclaiming the message and movement of Jesus is just showing what we think that can look like lived out in our day and age. One of my favorite theologians is N.T. Wright. And I read this quote recently, and I was like, Naeem, can I please read this quote?
You can definitely read this quote. I think 2% of people will understand it. But
no,
because
that's
it's so
true.
I'm like, wow.
N.T. Wright is very...
My wife is super smart. And I'm like, okay, read this.
Yeah, well, he's very...
He's a theologian. Let's go.
But we're going to have it on the screen. So if you're... You can follow along. What Jesus was promising for that future and doing in that present in his time was not saving souls for a disembodied eternity, but rescuing people from the corruption and decay of the way the world presently is, so they could enjoy already in the present that renewal of creation, which is God's ultimate purpose. And so they could thus become colleagues and partners in that larger project. We are called. We didn't get saved to have a ticket to heaven. We were called into God's kingdom to represent it, to be colleagues and partners with God in his heart for making all things new, in his kingdom that's now but not yet. And so that is our heart, that we can represent that now here, and also because we have a future hope. Right?
Yeah. Now, you grew up in a faith that was really all about the next life, right?
Yeah.
Like, you grew up Southern Baptist, mm-hmm. right? You know, nothing against you. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like growing up as a Muslim, I was just a better person. That's all I'm saying. I'm joking. Some of you guys are clapping. Okay. But I think the theology of sometimes a traditional religion is mm-hmm. this idea of like really focusing on like, let's just get out of here.
Right.
You know, so what we do is we end up not really being partners, not being colleagues in a sense of with the work that God was calling us to do here.
Right.
And so it's so easy for us to just kind of not look at the needs, not look at the homeless, not look at people in need, just because we're like, well, if they're in need, if they're in want, it's probably their fault. Mm-hmm. But we're here to be blessed and to get a blessing eventually in heaven.
That is one thing I did love about the mercy ship I was on. It wasn't about, oh, you just need to get saved and it'll all work out. No, they were there meeting physical needs as they were also sharing the hope of the gospel.
So our goal is to just inspire you guys to understand that your relationship with Jesus is really it's really your responsibility to live out your faith. And man, in a time like this, in this world, in this country, man, the only way people will know we are disciples of Jesus is the way we love each other. And that's what Jesus said, right? And so the way we live out is the expression of how we love each other well, not just by talking, but actually by doing some things. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing some things, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, we want to be able to do things both locally here in Charlotte, because Charlotte, there's hope for all, and nationally and globally. And over the years for like, well, since 2010 and actually even before, we have been able to partner with local nonprofits as well as some global nonprofits and work with them in different ways. So a couple of things that we've been doing globally, just so you know, like, I don't know if we always do a great job of talking about it. Sometimes we just do it and then, you know, we just want to make it really clear. So I'm going to go through all the different things that we are currently involved in. And so one of the things that we've been doing actually since 2010 is going to the Dominican Republic. We've sent groups every single year. And in a second, I'm going to show you a video. Listen, it's very raw. I got to go a couple of years ago, but I wanted to give a visual of what happens when we take these teams. We work with a very grassroots nonprofit there in a village up in the mountains of Jarabacoa, the Dominican Republic. And one of the things that they do is almost a little bit like Habitat for Humanity. They'll find a family or that needs some kind of housing. So this particular guy, Lorenzo, we were able to come alongside his family. They lived in a shack with no electricity, no plumbing, nothing. And so we were able to help. We didn't build the whole house, but we were able to help. And we got to meet this family. Local Dominicans were hired to oversee the project. So we were able to feed back into the community itself. And then we came and did the grunt work. So here's a little very rough video again. Pardon the quality, and you can't understand half of it because it's in Spanish, but whatever. I'm here with Lorenzo, and this is the house. We're working on his house this week. Lorenzo es la casa de tu y la familia.
La familia.
Sí, la esposa.
Esposa, los hijos.
His wife and two kids. And this is going to be their house, and this front room is actually going to be a little store that they operate out of their house.
Colmado.
Colmado, sí.
Yes.
Sí. Bueno, ¿quiere decir algo a la iglesia?
A la iglesia, bueno, sí. Yo a la iglesia le agradecerle por lo menos por la ayuda que me están dando. Es una buena ayuda. Y a ustedes que son los que vienen a ayudarme a construir. Juan Pablo aquí. Que pedirle que Dios me le dé mucha salud y que puedan seguir ayudando a los que necesitan.
Okay. Gracias.
Muy bien, gracias.
Muchas gracias. We're so happy to be able to be here. He's been working on the house this week. We've been able to hire some locals who are helping make sure the house is built correctly and who oversee the construction side and just pouring resources back into the community as we buy the supplies and all the things. And so anyway,
it's... Bien.
Yeah, thank you, Mosaic.
A Chari también agradecerle que... Porque gestionó y Pablo.
Sí.
También hay que agradecerle.
Sí. Sí, bueno. Gracias. Thank you so much. All right. That's just to give you a little visual aid so that you can see like some of the things. So every year we send a team. We've got one going this fall.
And we've been doing this work for how long?
Since 2010. Wow. We have sent teams every single year except 2020.
Yeah.
A couple of years we've sent a couple of teams. Another thing that we do that they also do there is they do child sponsorship. So there, the school system, as you can imagine, is not what we have. And so we partner with them to sponsor kids to be able to go to school. And in fact, if you give to Mosaic, you're actually helping two kids we've been sponsoring for years. One little boy, he's in the fifth grade, Dylan. I got to meet him when I was there on that trip. And then Marianne Lee also got to meet her. We've been sponsoring her so long that she's actually now graduated. She's in college. We are continuing to pay her tuition while she's in college. Very different than college here. It's way more affordable, but for her, maybe not. And so just so you guys know, we've helped her graduate high school, and now we're going to be able to help her graduate college. And then one other thing we do every November, we collect gifts for Three Kings Day. And I think we have a picture of that. So every fall, you can pick a student, and then we pack these little gift bags for them, and then we ship them over to the Dominican. And then in January, on Three Kings Day, they each get their little gift bag, and it's just a great opportunity for them to really share in the community with the kids.
Yeah.
So.
And and Reggie King has been leading this trip for 14 years.
Yeah, he's a volunteer. He's actually on the board for their nonprofit because he's been around so long.
Yeah.
They just were like, well, come on.
Yeah. Love him.
Okay. Also, we have started a partnership with a church in Italy. In 2019, you had the opportunity to visit this church. Get to connect with the church. And so we love it. It's called Bergamo. It's in Bergamo, Northern Italy. It's called Adullam Church. Last year, we actually took a team of people. We took a trip there for them to be able to just get to know the people in the church. I'm not sure if we have a picture of the team in Italy. Yep, there they are. And this was just an amazing opportunity to them to be a part of the global church, right? To go and meet Carlos and his community.
Right. I think one of the things that we've been doing is trying to do like this unique work for long periods of time, you know, instead of just going in and doing a lot of different things, just investing in relationships for a long time. And Carlos is one of those guys that I met in 2018. I really felt that we could actually help start a mosaic kind of a church, a diverse church, because he's Brazilian. He's Brazilian. But has an Italian church, and his congregation is very diverse. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to do, a small work, but for a long period of time. And so we just felt like we could be in relationship with this guy and his family for a long time. And man, we've been able to see him. They've actually started another church, a church, I believe, in Israel or something, or a ministry.
There's a partner in Israel. There's another couple in Italy.
In Italy as well.
One of the things, there's a picture of Carlos, one of the neat opportunities we have. They have a big heart for outreach as well. And when the war in Ukraine broke out, we were able to send them financial support for them to be able to assist the refugees that were coming across the border. And so it's just neat that we get a help in, like, through his church and the things that they're doing. So anyway, one other global initiative we have is in Pakistan. This was such a neat opportunity. Can't take much time talking about it, but there's a card on your table. I'd love for you to check it out. But this is just a great opportunity. Yeah. You can share a little bit about it.
Yeah. So this is close to my near dear to my heart. There are certain places where you can sponsor kids and there's no issues, as in it's easy to do. But some countries are very closed off. And the countries that are closed off, you can never get resources to them. And Pakistan is one of those countries because they just are very cautious of Western influence, you know? This organization that I've known for a long time, have partnered with another church there that the pastor I personally know, and they're doing a great work. And so if you've ever thought of like sponsoring kids who really don't get sponsored at all, Pakistan is one of those. And so we sponsor Dua, that's her name. And last year, I believe, we did a Sunday of talking about sponsoring kids. And man, we've got about 40, and I think we sponsored about 20 or so, but we would love for you to do that. And this QR code will lead you straight to that. Again, this is a work, not a small work, but a significant work for long periods of time, because we know we'll see a lot of fruit through that. So.
Awesome. So obviously we also do things locally, and just love this. We've had a lot of different opportunities to partner with nonprofits, but two groups that we've been a part of for years. One is Bags of Hope. We've been partnering with them since 2018. Bags of Hope, they serve over 800 students at 33 area schools in the greater Charlotte area. And what they do is they send home a weekend food bag each Friday. This is an example of some. And we've been able to do food drives, packing parties. We've done warehouse deep cleans and organizing and all kinds of things. So I love being a part of what Bags of Hope does. And then we also collect extended break bags. So when the kids go home on like Christmas or Easter break, we pack a bigger bag for them to be able to have more food over that holiday time.
So it's 800 students every...
Yeah, so like every Friday.
Every Friday,
volunteers 800. Come to the warehouse, pick up the bags for their particular school. There's 33 different. And take them to the school. The counselors give them out to the students right before they go home. And then they get to go home with hopefully enough food to get them through the weekend. Because there are so many kids who experience food insecurity. And quite a few of them only have real access to food when they're at school. And so a lot of times on the weekends, they don't have as much access. And so we're just trying to bridge that gap and help meet that need.
Yeah, and it started with us trying to do Bags of Hope. And then we realized that another organization that was really doing a great job. And then for a season, you came on their board.
Still on the board.
You're still on the board. you didn't get that email? I don't think you're on the board. I'm joking. But yeah, that allows us again to do a work that we know, that we trust, I mean, long term.
Well, to segue into the next thing, what actually happened is we were wanting to pack bags for Winding Springs Elementary School, a Title I elementary school that we've been partnering with for, I don't even know how many years, a very long time. But we just couldn't figure out how to really sustain doing the amount of bags that they need every week. Not quite that yet. But so when we found the Bags of Hope nonprofit, we were able to, we had been doing like 5 bags a week. And it was so wonderful to be able to step into partnership with Bags of Hope and then all the bags that they needed, I don't know how many it was at that time, we were able then be able to provide for Winding Springs through Bags of Hope. But at Winding Springs Elementary, like I said, we've been able to do things all throughout the years. That picture we just saw was actually a goodie basket. One year, the beginning of school, we provided a goodie basket for the office staff. We've done teacher appreciation things. We actually helped sponsor a fifth grade student in fifth grade to go on his fifth grade trip that he would not otherwise have been able to go on. We've done clothing drives. We've written note cards to the staff. A new initiative that I really love is a year and a half ago, we started doing a snack cart Friday. And so once a month, we take this little snack cart around to all the staff at the school. And it has been such a wonderful experience. There's another picture of the snack cart with some of the volunteers, some of my lovely volunteers who have helped to do that. And it's so fun to go around. When we first started, they were like, what is going on? You have snacks for us? You know, the teachers couldn't believe it. Like, we weren't there for the kids. We were there for them, for the staff, from the custodian all the way to the principal and everyone in between. And so the first couple of months we'd go around, they would, you know, look out and like, what's the catch? You know, are you going to try to sell us something? And then I'd start to hear, like, going down the hallway, oh, that group's here. And then I would hear, oh, the couple months later, oh, that church is here. And now, because we have consistently been doing this every month for a year and a half when school's in session, I hear, oh, Mosaic's here, Mosaic's here. And teachers will literally come running. There's one PE teacher literally comes running down the hall. She's amazing. I don't know who has more fun, me or them, but it's... It is. I love the fact that these public school teachers and staff are able to associate a church group with them providing joy on their Friday and not associating with the things that they're against or that they're trying to ban or that they're mad about in the public school system. Because being there even just the once a month I'm there, having gotten to know the principal who just loves his kids and his staff and his just goes way above and beyond. I could keep talking, but it's been such a joy for me to be able to just come alongside these teachers and staff, and for us, for them to know that Mosaic is there supporting them in these little ways. So on that note, one of the things we're going to do today, and we're going to move into some things that we can do this morning, is we want to stock up their art supply room. I reached out to the principal and I said, hey, we're having a serve Sunday. What can we do for you? And he said, it would be great to start the school year off with our art room completely stocked. And so if you see on your table, there's actually a page that... I don't have it here. Look on your table. There's one that says Art Supply Drive. And if you scan that, it'll take you to a Sign Up Genius, because they had some specific quantities of certain things they wanted. And I didn't want to get like 50, scissors and then no sticky glitter glue. So here you go. You'll see that. So you can scan that. And I would love for us to be able to get every single thing on that list. Some of you have already started signing up. That's wonderful. But we'll be collecting this now until school starts. And so I'd love for you to be a part of that. But do you want me to go ahead and talk about the other things we can do?
Yeah. So now we're going to move into like things that they're going to be able to do in the foyer and on the tables, right? Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So we've got a lot on your tables, you can see.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we're doing as serving, you know, all the way, we also want to serve our building, our Mosaic community. This building is used 7 days a week. And during the school year, there's a school that meets here and it gets lots of love and wear and tear on it. So July 13th, we're going to actually do a serve day, work day at Mosaic. You'll see this little thing. And if you would like to help with that, we'd love for you to sign up. We're going to just do some painting, like repair work, stuff like that. I'll I will not be leading that. Mike will be, but you can sign up for that. Out in the foyer, we're going to be packing family hygiene kits. So we're actually partnering with Convoy of Hope. And what they will do with these, we'll send the hygiene kits to them. So they'll have them on hand. So when a community experiences some type of natural disaster, like a hurricane or a tornado or something, then they go in with supplies and donations. And so what we're packing today is a family kit. And so you'll see it should be enough for like a family of four and with some basic toiletry items. And so I'll give you a little more direction on that after.
So when we dismiss them, they can go straight back there and then line up and start doing that.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I'll come back to that. Another thing that you can do is you can sponsor a student. If you have any questions at all, obviously you can ask about that in that process. And then on your table, you'll see some little note cards and an acts of kindness sheet. There's just one. Please don't take these. You can take a picture of it. These acts of kindness are just some ideas to get you thinking about what else can you do. But one of the things that I thought to maybe help equip you and have some ideas is there's some note cards on your table. And maybe you just want to write a note to your mail person or the barista where you always go, or even the person who collects your trash, or maybe your school principal who's working this summer to get the school year ready. Anyone, there's so many different people you could think of, and maybe you want to mail it to them, or maybe you want to go hand deliver it with a little goodie basket or something. In the past, we've put together gift baskets to take to fire stations. That's a great one with families. So you're welcome to use some of these note cards and write a note and take it with you. But hopefully this just gives you some ideas of some things. We wanted to give you some opportunities this morning, but also just, to take with you and go. So some of you might want to go pack a bag, and some of you might want to just sit in here at the tables and write notes, and then you can swap.
There's a last slide up there. We'll just give you a list of all things you can do when we dismiss. So we'll leave this up there for you. We want to get to work.
Yes.
Cool. All right. So let me just wrap up here. Number one, I want to let you know that we are able to do these things because of not just your spirit, but also your finances. You allow us to be able to spend the money that we need to spend. So I want to encourage you, if you are not giving to Mosaic, I'd love for you to partner with us. And there are two ways to give. We'll put on this on the screen for you. There are two ways to give to Mosaic. You can give online, you can put in the drop in the box. There's a QR code for that. But your generosity changes people's lives practically. So we'd love for you to do that. And then, friends, we want to end, and we always end with our benediction from Ephesians. So if you are an OG, if you know what I'm talking about, we do this together. So can we do that together? Can we do that? We should probably pray, right? We should probably pray. Should I pray? Fine. All right. All you religious people. Okay. Close your eyes, because it doesn't count if you don't close your eyes. God, we thank you. We thank you for joy. We thank you for laughter. We thank you for you working in our lives, God. And God, I pray that you would anoint, you would empower, you would do something to just put your presence on all of the things that we're about to do, God. That God, in the practical, small ways, when we do the things we're called to do, it would really change people's lives, and they would draw them closer to you. So, God, we thank you for that. Allow us to be your people. Allow us to reclaim the message and the movement of your Son. Yeah. And so it's in his name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message from Mosaic Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. For more audio and video content, visit us at mosaicchurch.tv.